Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insight and messages.
Hello, 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 everyone. We are back and live on air. I see we have a few callers in the queue today. Wonderful. This is your host, Reverend Adam, here on Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam. And I'm going to be taking callers today with a single question on different topics in their lives. These are for one-part questions only, please. As we bring each one of you on air, we're going to ask you to state your name, where you're calling from, and then go right into your question. I'm going to begin taking callers here momentarily, and we're going to get this show on the road for today. Please bear with me, and we'll start taking callers here after this commercial.
Don't be spellbound, my friend. Centuries of wisdom assure me you are ready to take the next step and visit MerlinStaff.com. Are you interested in knowing your future? Do you want to know your destiny? Or do you feel cursed? For this wizard can show you the path ahead and unleash the unrivaled magnitude of magic. Visit MerlinStaff.com for all of your key ingredients like blessed candles, charms, dream catchers, magical items, sacred incense, and much more from our online enchanted market. MerlinStaff.com.
All right, we are going to start taking callers now. This is your host, Reverend Adam. Our first caller today is area code 520234. And Happy New Year to everyone out there. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Happy New Year, Reverend Adam. This is Lisa from Arizona. Thank you.
Hey, Lisa. You're welcome. I'm sorry I have not called you yet, but I do have the number.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah. I know. I know. It gets busy. It gets busy. I understand. Believe me. Yeah. Thank you.
No problem. How can I help you today?
Well, I have an appointment on Monday, and the appointment's coming to my house, and we're going to discuss a possible offer on my house. And if you see that as an offer I can live with, so I can take that money and relocate.
Yes, the answer is still the same. It looks like you're either going to have an offer that you can live with or better.
You're kidding.
Nope,
oh, my God.
No. I know it's a little hard to believe because of the circumstance, but I feel like there's something really good going on here.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're giving me chills. You know, I would be on my knees thanking God. Oh, my Lord. You know, I was so transported the last time I talked to you that I'm sorry that I'm asking it again, the question. But, you know, I did reschedule the appointment. I got up at 2:30 in the morning to get things in order in the house. On the day that the appointment was originally. And then I thought it felt like I was going to faint because I'd gotten up so early. So I rescheduled it for Monday. Oh, my God. Oh, Reverend Adam. Oh, you're making me. I'm going to have
to. Yeah, Monday is actually a very spiritually good day to do that. So I think that you rescheduled it for a very auspicious day. Monday is the day of the crossroads, and that means that anything you really need help with could be done on a Monday.
Oh, my Lord. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. And you know what? I'm making soup right now to take it to the halfway house. It's good luck soup in the Mexican tradition.
Yeah.
And I'm making it so I can take it to do. I put a call to them. They haven't called me back. I don't know if they will they be able to take the soup from me because of the, you know, circumstances we're in.
I'm not entirely sure, but I do have other callers, and we're doing one question per caller today. So apologize, Lisa, but stay positive.
Well, you know, if I can't, if they don't take the soup, I'll go to the park and just feed everyone. That's okay. I'll feel good about doing that. Thank you, Reverend Adam. Yes. God bless you.
You're welcome. You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And once more, Happy New Year and holidays and everything good and beautiful to everyone out there. Blessed be. Our next caller today is area code 804. First three digits are 386. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend Adam. This is Renelle from Virginia. You helped me with my boyfriend, Charles.
Yes, hi.
And also, I think I talked to you about my cat, Lucy.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Okay,
how are we doing today?
Well, Lucy, she really had a tough year. She, you know, she got kidney disease, and sometimes she's distant, and sometimes she's, you know, herself again, and sometimes she would like go someplace and, you know, be like in the dark, and she drools, and every time she drools, she come to me when I'm sitting down and lay in my arms, and then she go off someplace else, and she shake her head a lot, and I do intend on taking her back to the vet, and I talked to them again about that, and they said they need to you know, check and see if there's been any kind of change in her liver situation.
Mm-hmm.
So do you know exactly what's going on and, you know, why she's laying, why she keeps coming to me every time she drools? And
I think what's happening is that there is a disconnect within the brain somewhere. And it has a lot to do with her health condition at the moment. So they may want to check a little bit more than just her kidneys and her processing system. They want to check her brain as well.
Okay.
There's something going on with the firing synapses within her brain.
Okay, and could she be helped? Is anything that I could do? Or buy, or is in. I know you do root work. I saw your website.
Yeah, I do root work. The only thing that I would suggest you do with her is you go ahead and give her a nice bath and add a little bit of salt to that bath, okay? Because I know cats, they don't like water, they don't like any of that, but they have to get baths occasionally. And what you can do is very carefully mix some salt into the soap or into the bath water. Make sure you don't get it in her eyes, her ears, her nose, her mouth, you know, any of the orifices eye. But do it very carefully. Salt will help to spiritually cleanse and protect. But just providing her love and compassion is the biggest thing you can do spiritually right now.
Okay. You don't see her really going anytime soon, do you?
I really hope not, because I don't feel her going away. I feel like there is still hope and help for her. But if things do progressively get worse, it may come down to having to remove her pain.
I could tell she's kind of scared when she comes to me. Every time she drools,
I know.
But I want to. I really want to keep her with me as much as possible.
Okay. There may be a few things that we can do for your whole situation entirely, not just with the animal. So I know you have my old number. I'm gonna go ahead and take a snapshot of your number. because I've switched phone numbers now.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you a call as soon as I can, okay? Because there's more details to this, and this requires more help than what I can provide on the show.
Okay, I appreciate it.
It means a lot.
Thank
you, Reverend Adam. Or day. I forget, we're not on the evening schedule right now. We're on day schedule. Well, have a great day.
Right. Okay, thank
and
you.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. You know, we're switching times up here all over the place. So our next caller today is area code 941-304. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Keisha from Texas, and I would like to know if, do you see me find a job soon, or this is just a time where I need to rest?
Okay, yeah, it's been a time where you needed to rest for a while now, and maybe for about another week, but I see you getting a job in about 2 to 3 weeks right now. And it's going to be a positive one. It's going to be paying well. You know, there's always going to be an issue or two with any workplace that you're in. That's kind of unavoidable. It's just the nature of the beast when it comes to corporate and work and everything else nowadays. But this is going to be a much better job for you, and you're going to feel much more comfortable there. So proceed as if you already have one and it's helping you to pay all your bills and have a little bit of a cushion to survive and thrive. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye. And for all of you out there, we have a new website for our store. We have opened a brick and mortar over in Woodstock, Georgia called Mantra HH. And that is located for our online website is mantrahhc.com. That's mantrahhc.com. All right. Our next caller today is area code 805. First three digits are 617. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Okay. I may have already brought them on here, so go ahead and put them back on hold. All right. Our next caller today is area code 480-519, first three digits. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. This is Michael. I'm in Arizona, and I am starting a new sales position in a couple weeks. And I just kind of wanted to get a insight in and around how you see that going and then ultimately financially rewarding.
Okay. See, there's been a lot of struggle for you in the past, and there's been some ups and there's been some downs, and you've tried to build this and you've tried to get that happening, you know, and ultimately a lot of the stuff for why they keep falling apart is out of your own hands, and some of it is within your own hands. The perception must change. You're struggling with the perception of manifestation, okay? So the message in this is to have confidence, know it will succeed, and come into it with, hey, I'm also spiritual, not just logical and mathematical, okay? You're very good at logistics. You're very good on the logical side, the mathematical side. But now we really need to home in with that spiritual side of I am successful. It is working. It is happening. Because I can see it happening for you, but the more we fear it falling apart, the more we give it power to fall apart.
Oh, absolutely. That makes perfect sense. I'm pretty confident going into this position. And, you know, again, it's just go in, attack it. It's a great big company. And heck, I get to work from home for at least the next year. So that's the bonus.
It's always safe. Uh-huh. So
awesome.
Go into it with that confidence. If you are, then that's great. Okay. And know that it is successful. There is a reason this was brought to you. Okay. There's a reason why this kind of revealed itself to you. So I want you to know that that reason is because you're being guided right now spiritually to that success. And sometimes we have to humble ourselves to be able to achieve.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I've been trying for this to get into this company year and a half.
Yep. Well, sometime now. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now I'm in.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller today is area code 216. First three digits are 650. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year.
About 2 weeks ago, I had my review with the big boss, and they want to hire me permanently. I'm on contract now, but they have to wait until everything, it's a corporate office. They have to wait till everything gets settled. They don't know when we're going in. You know, it's extended till March working at home. She said, you know, they're hoping like first quarter of next year, they'll be able to hire me permanently. The benefits will be better. That's the whole thing. And I will get a little raise, but I'm more happy about the benefits. So do you feel this happening next year, offering me permanent? It's at a bank.
Give me one moment here.
Thank you. It's Sharon. I'm sorry. Yeah, Adam, it's Sharon.
Sharon, yes. Okay. And you're located?
In Ohio, the Cleveland area.
Okay. You're in Ohio.
I'm actually on my break. I'm working today.
Let's see here. You know, I would say that I can see you with them for quite some time. So, yes, I do see a permanent position coming up.
And do you think it'll, you do see it next year. How's that, by first quarter, do you think that'd be April?
You know, we're only doing really one question per caller, but I'm going to let it slide. Yes, I do see that this is very, very quickly done. With that offer. So the time period can shift around and change. The more we connect ourselves to a time period, the more we're limiting our own manifestation.
It's crazy.
Okay?
I agree.
And then we're putting ourselves in a different position of stress. Okay? And we put ourselves in a position of stress for a time frame because we're already in stress otherwise. But you're going to be okay. It's going to happen quickly, and it's going to happen when it is spiritually meant to, okay? But don't worry. You will always have what you need when you need it, and then more.
Yeah, because I love the job. Listen, that's a perfect answer. I know you should never wait for timing. It's just crazy. I know. You're right.
Yeah, I know. You're psychically inclined as well. You're not new to the whole spiritual gambit, okay? And I call it a gambit not because it's anything bad, but it's because a lot of people don't know the language, the spiritual techniques, the mindset, okay? And we have to, whatever advice you would give to someone else in your position, it's hard to take it for ourselves because when we're in the woods, it's harder to see the trees.
Talk is cheap. I know. I get it. But thank you so much for answering my question. I'm sorry I asked to. You have a wonderful new year,
problem.
Okay?
No
Thanks
problem.
Thanks for paying
Beautiful.
Us forward.
Thank you. You're welcome. All right.
Bye-bye.
And bless the bee. Our next caller today is area code 626-893. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Thank you. My name is Genevieve, and I'm calling from Los Angeles. Sorry about that. My question is, I belong to a nonprofit. Eight of us have gotten together and retained an attorney to send a letter to the president and some of her friends on the board to resign. And it's all about money. They refuse to pay it back, misappropriated monies. The letter should be going out in about 2 weeks. Do you feel that if the president resigns, the rest of her clique will resign? Do you feel she will resign?
I'm feeling a little bit more difficulty than that, okay? I feel like there will be a time that resignation will happen or she'll be forced out. But I really feel like it's going to take a few more steps than just that letter.
A few more steps. Okay, the attorney said if the letter didn't do the job, then we'd have to go to court. And
that would be correct.
$5,000 retainer, and we're just doing it on our own. So,
yeah.
But you said might happen. So it's not a definite no, it might.
It might have. Well, let me put it this way. Either way, she's going to be pushed out of that position, okay? Or they're going to be pushed out of that position. But what I want you to know is that I feel it's going to take it a little bit more effort than just the letter alone.
Gotcha. A little more effort. Okay, because the letter is going to go to the entities that are above our nonprofit that have oversight on our nonprofit, who know hopefully the people above us, the groups that have oversight on our club, hopefully they'll do the demand that they leave.
Well, let's put it this way. I send blessing to the situation that the wonderful events taking place will help to better the situation and move out all the energy that does not belong. And I will say that my answer to you is still it will take more effort than that letter alone. So, yes, I understand the circumstances. I understand that there's more detail behind it than what you've already told me. But remember, you're calling a psychic, and we feel that we already have the answer, and that answer, regardless of circumstance, is it's going to take more effort.
Gotcha. I know what you mean. And Reverend Adam, thank you so very much for sharing your gift. Happy New Year to you, dear.
Happy New Year, and you're more than welcome. Blessed be.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller today is area code 805. First three digits are 617. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Hello, caller by area code 805, first three digits, 617. You are live and
Hello?
On air. Yes,
hi. Can you hear me? Hi.
Yes, I can.
Oh, wonderful. This is Donna from California, and I wanted to know about my love life. Do you see a man coming in for me? I'd like to get married at some point in my life. And
beautiful, Donna. It's been a while since I've heard from you. How you doing?
Yeah, how have you been?
Doing great.
Oh, wonderful.
All right, let's check on that love life for you, shall we?
Okay.
Okay, give me a moment here. You know, Donna, I keep seeing a bright, sunny life coming up in the new year for you. It's very balanced. It's very much in tune with your inner child and your creativity. It's very hard to meet people nowadays, especially with the pandemic epidemic going on. And I hope you're well and safe and stay safe and healthy. I know you will. But I also feel like you have to be cautious in this world nowadays. And that limits your interaction with the world around you. But I do see something very positive coming in. I see that success. I'm getting that green light. And it's a person with stability on the mental, emotional, and physical plane. So it's kind of that stability all the way around, even on the spiritually open-minded frequency. So that's very good. It is an older gentleman, someone who has a lot of that caring and that love, and they're not just logical and mathematical, but they're very much in tune with the spirit and the emotion as much as the physical world around them. And they do seem to be well culturalized and well educated, okay? And that's a very good thing. This person just happens to show up along with you just happening to find them. But what I think we need to do here is I want you to create a list for manifestation of everything you want this person to be and nothing less than that, okay? And you're not going to settle for less, and you're going to say when you've created this list, oh dear God, you know, this is what I really want to have in my life, And if I have to be alone, I'm okay with that. But this is what I really would like, and I'm not going to settle for less than what I want. And you say, you know, God, this is why I really feel that I deserve this in my life. Okay, and because we all deserve that happiness. God just wants us to be happy. He doesn't want us to suffer. He wants us to learn from our choices, the good and the bad, but he doesn't want us to suffer. So I want you to look at your life, and I want you to say, okay, what have I done to settle in the past? What have I done to just allow myself to be blocked from whatever it is that I really wanted? And I want you to look at that so you can release that and you can go above and beyond that to help that manifestation take hold, okay? I've helped you over time with a lot of different situations, but in this case, this one, we're going to go a little bit deeper and we're going to put a little bit more homework behind it because you've done everything to work on yourself. You've done really good with your own spiritual development. You're still trying to get a handle on those abilities of yours, but, you know, that's not something we can ever truly 100% perfect. So you've really come a far and long way, and you've reached that level 10 perspective of consciousness. So you're doing great. But I want you to now go ahead and surrender with this affirmation to the Lord and this petition to the Lord. And I want you to go and surrender that and then release it and let it go. Let it go out of your head afterwards. Say, you know what, this is what I want, dear Lord. This is why. This is what I feel. This is how I feel I deserve it. And then let it go. Don't even think about it anymore. Because the more tightly we hold on to something, the more tightly we begin to suffocate it. And I'm going to quote a thing from a cartoon here. I don't remember which, but I think it was a Bugs Bunny cartoon with this abominable snowman or something. And he wanted a pet, and he wanted to hug it and squeeze it and poke it and call it George. So that's kind of what our mentality is with manifestation sometimes. We just want to grab a hold of it and hug it and squeeze it and poke it and call it George. And when we do that, sometimes that manifestation just wants to run the other way. So, you know, how would you feel if you're being squeezed so tightly and hugged and poked and called George?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Oh, that was very helpful.
Well, wonderful. I'm glad to hear that.
Surrender and let it go. And have a wonderful new year to you. Many blessings.
You as well. Many blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Reverend.
You know, as we move through life, we have a lot of difficulties in life, but there is still hope. There is still light in the world. And it's within the hearts of those that are out there helping others and really trying to, like this woman, this caller from earlier today, a repeat caller here on the show, she's taking a lucky soup. This is for her culture, okay? To a homeless shelter, to a place where she can do good for others. And she's not expecting anything in return. That just goes to show you there's still love and hope in the world. And we lose sight of that because there's a lot of evil and darkness and just bad on the forefront where we can see it. And we're shown in the media more and more the darkness that's in the world. We're shown the bad. And the reason for that is because it strikes a deeper emotion within people. It gets people's attention. If everything were peachy and rosy out there in the forefront of media, then everyone would get bored, you know? But I'm not saying that having that darkness on the forefront is good. What I'm saying is that it makes us lose sight of the good that is out there because the good is hidden behind the bad. The good is the ones that are out there not talking about it. The good is the one that is out there helping other people, that are helping people not only survive with just feeding them for a day, but teaching them how to feed themselves for a lifetime. You know, you can lead a person to water and fish for them and feed them for a day, or you can teach them how to fish and feed them for a lifetime. And when you teach them how to fish and you're feeding them for a lifetime, not only are you feeding them physically, but let's say you're teaching them how to fish metaphorically with, you know, emotion and healing emotion, letting go of things, helping them how to think about situations. What does that situation cost them? How long do they want to spend worried about the situation? What can they do to solve the situation? If we're always focused on what we cannot do, then we never see what we can do, okay? So let's live above and beyond this construct of blockage, okay? And let's go beyond that perspective, knowing that there's always things that we can do. But if you really teach this individual how to transmit their thoughts for the better, then you're feeding them spiritually and emotionally for a lifetime. And that's what I really try and do here on the show, is I really try and feed you guys that love, that caring, that emotional support, but also the knowledge to help you survive on your own and to manifest everything that you deserve, want, or need, okay? Because the moment we believe that our value is determined by the views and choices of others towards us, the moment that happens is the moment that we give up our own power. Our value is not determined by the views or opinions of others. It is determined by the view and the opinion that we have of ourselves. And that is where we lose sight, because we allow other people's opinions to really shape our own view of ourselves. And that's where we get lost. That is where we really have a downfall. A lot of the healing that needs to happen in the world needs to happen because we've allowed our own traumas, our own upbringing, our own families to really put us into a position of insecurity. And we don't see how that relates to our adult lives and how it relates to keeping a job, holding this or that. There's a lot of people out there with social anxiety. They don't even know they have it. So stay positive and stay good. We're going to have another caller here by area code 216. First three digits are 650. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Oh, I already asked a question, Adam. I was just listening. I've been on low.
Oh, beautiful. Well, what do you think so far?
I thought what you said was really good.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. You have a great evening.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. It looks like we have another new caller here. 520-234. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Oh, Reverend Adam, I'm sorry. It's Lisa. I thought I was taking myself off, you know, by putting the – I'm not
working
this morning.
Oh, okay. So
right
you were
now.
Trying to raise your hands or lower your hands.
I was yeah,
that puts you back at the bottom of the queue here, so I'm sorry.
And you're inspirational. Thank you. I hope you have a Sticks mm-hmm. and Bricks church going.
Oh, I have a what's known as a holistic healing center and metaphysical store out in Woodstock, Georgia. So it's kind of like a church, but it's a little bit more casual than that.
I love it. I wish I could go there.
Beautiful. Well, maybe one day you'll make it here.
I will. I'll put it on my bucket list. I believe in my bucket list.
Oh, yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Lisa. You have a great evening, and I'll give you a call at some point soon, okay?
I love it. Thank you. I'll look forward to it. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So there's a story, and this is going to be the last thing that I share before I end today's episode, but there's a story of a wise man that I don't know if I created this or got it from somewhere, but it's been in my head for some time now. And there was a wise man that once came across a person sitting in front of a mountain, and he looked so depressed. And the wise man came up and said, "You know, what's wrong? I see that you just don't look right. You look troubled." And the man said, "There's a mountain in my way, but I need to get to the other side." And the wise man said, "Well, why don't you go through it? There's a tunnel right there." And the man said, "Well, there's a mountain in my way, but I need to get to the other side." He said, "Well, why don't you walk around it? It's not that big." He says, "Well, there's a mountain in my way." He says, "Well, why don't you go over it? There's an escalator right there." And he says, "But there's a mountain in my way." And the wise man said, "Look, if you're always seeing the problem in your way, and you're only focused on the problem, then you're never going to find the solution, okay? So look at what you can do. But if you're going to continue to only see the mountain instead of the solutions I've given you, then there's no help that I can give you. And I'm going to go ahead and walk away now, because I wish you the best, but I've given you solutions. If you see them, then it's up to you." And the wise man walked away. So remember, there's also not just the story of looking beyond what you cannot do here and looking at what you can do, okay? But there's also the story behind this of being able to know when to walk away from situations. Let's say you're helping someone, and that person, they might want the help in a way, and they might ask for it, but in another way, they really don't want it because they're not taking the advice. They're not listening to the advice. They're not learning from it. Now, a lot of people will learn when they want help and they want to learn, because they'll listen and they'll go forward and do it, but every person is different. Some people, they ask for help, they look for help, but they really don't want the help because they don't want to do it themselves, okay? Remember, we're in a world right now where people give up responsibility for their choices and actions because we're all afraid of making the wrong ones. But there are no wrong choices. It's only how we learn from those choices that really matters. There's a good and a bad that comes about with every choice. So I want to wish you all love, light, and well-being out there in the world. And please stay healthy, stay safe. Once more, this has been Reverend Adam on Psychic Talk Radio. Don't forget to check out our new website for our store here in Woodstock, Georgia. That is Mantra HHC. We do ship all throughout the country. Excuse me. And once more, love and light to you all. Many blessings. Blessed be. Merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again. Thank you.